Welcome to episode 56 of the Mabry Devotional entitled, Totally Relying Upon Spiritual Truth. Today, I'll be looking at Season 2, Episode 21 of the Andy Griffith Show, Guest of Honor. I'll also be using scripture from Micah chapter 7, verses 5 through 7. Put no trust in a neighbor. Have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your arms, for the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. The episode starts off with some of the men of Mayberry talking in the courthouse about how they can enhance Founders Day, especially by bringing in outsiders to help celebrate. Andy comes up with an idea by making an outsider a guest of honor during their celebration. In the next scene, we see Andy is swearing in some extra deputies to help during Founders Day. Andy swears them in, and then Barney decides that he's going to give him some extra pointers, and, well, it ends up with Barney accidentally discharging his gun. The next scene introduces us to Sheldon Davis, who is being escorted out of Pierce County by two police officers, who in the end was caught with the chief of police pocket watch before he leaves. As we see Sheldon again, he's entering Mayberry city limits, and a crowd of people have joined him to welcome him as their guest of honor for Founders Day. Sheldon introduces himself as Thomas A. Moody, though, and he finds out that he's being chosen as the guest of honor and given the key to Mayberry. When he arrives back at Mayberry, he's introduced in front of everyone at the hotel, and Sheldon, well, Thomas Moody, thanks everyone by shaking their hands. And it's not noticed until later that everyone appears to be missing their watch, which gives Andy a little sneaky suspicion about their guest. After Andy makes a call around, he finds out that Thomas A. Moody's real name is Sheldon Davis, and he's a pickpocket and a thief. As Floyd brings in the other deputies to give a report on the town of Mayberry, Andy runs them out, still feeling disgusted over their choice of their guest. Realizing that Floyd is no longer with Davis, Floyd gets called back into the courthouse, and he tells Andy that their guest is back at his hotel room. We are given an inside view of the hotel room, where Davis is talking to somebody and giving his plans for the rest of his stay in Mayberry, which is basically to make another stop by one of the stores in Mayberry, where he wants to pick up a few things. While Barney and Andy are waiting outside of Davis's room, Barney lets Andy know of his knowledge of this type of person, you know, kleptomaniacs. While waiting, we see that Andy gets called away for Founders Day business, and Barney decides that he's going to confront Davis himself. Barney then uses a tactic that he read about that was used in prison to cure these men that want to steal. So Barney talks to Davis, and he lays down his watch as bait, and he turns around. Davis then leaves, and when Barney turns around, he notices that he's left, and he quickly looks, and, well, he finds that his watch is still laying where he placed it. Barney then goes back to the courthouse to report to Andy how he thinks that Davis has turned over a new leaf. After talking with Andy for a minute, Andy realizes and he quickly notices that, well, Barney's keys are missing. Barney and Andy quickly start looking for Davis, and while passing through the town, they pass by the jewelry store where they see Davis inside. They make their way to the back of the store where they catch Davis red-handed as he's coming out of the store. In the epilogue, Davis has moved to one of the cells of the courthouse, and Andy and Barney then open his suitcase to find the trunk full of goods that he's been taking from the people of Mayberry. While they're sitting there looking through everything, Andy notices that, well, Barney's badge is missing this time, to which Barney goes over and he demands that Davis give it back to him. Now, I could have easily spoken about stealing or lying when it comes to this episode, but I want to look at something a little bit different. So in this episode, I want to talk about trust. The scripture I use is from Micah chapter 7, verses 5 through 7. Put no trust in a neighbor. Have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your arms. For the son shall treat the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Now, you might be thinking that this doesn't sound much like an uplifting Bible verse to be using in a devotional, but really, we need to go back and look at it and look at its context. Micah writes this later in the 8th century BC after the split of Israel into the nations of Israel and Judah. The kingdom of Israel had no good kings, and Judah only had a few. But Micah is writing this from the southern kingdom when Judah was going through some rough times with some poor kings. So Micah is writing these things, and he thinks really things are at their worst. Micah was a follower of God, and he feels like he's alone, or at least he's in a great minority. In verse 2, he writes that the godly are no longer on the earth, and there is none that are upright. While this is just figurative, Micah is trying to show how bad things are. Those who are left, well, he's given them advice, and the advice he's given them is not to trust anyone. He says not to trust in your friends, your wife, your sons, your daughters, your in-laws, even all the members of your own house. Now, that seems a bit extreme, but Micah was living in a terrible age, the like, I believe, that we can't even imagine. But Micah does gain comfort during this time. In verse 7, he says that he will look to the Lord for his salvation. In other words, he will put his trust where others are untrustworthy. Now, back in Mayberry, we see Barney has an encounter with Sheldon Davis at the hotel. Barney decides to put Davis on the straight and narrow path, and he does this by giving him a test in trust. Barney goes on to tell Davis how all the keys to the businesses in Mayberry have been given to him because people trust Barney. He then continues to take off his wristwatch to rub his wrist, and when he turns around, Davis is gone. But Barney's watch is still there. Barney thinks that he's rehabilitated him by showing that Barney can trust him. It's not until back at the courthouse that Barney realizes he can trust Davis with his watch, but, well, not with the keys to the businesses. Have you ever trusted someone to have them break that trust? Maybe it's a secret or an errand you wanted them to do. Maybe you're the one that's broken someone's trust. Either way, I'm sure that somebody has broken our trust, or, well, we've probably broken someone else's. And I would say that sometimes it's been something small, and I'm sure at some point there's been something large. Maybe you've been to the point where you feel like you're alone and there's nobody you can trust. That's the way that Micah was. But Micah knew where his trust needed to be. It didn't need to be in his friends or his family. It needed to be in God. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't trust our friends and family, but how many times have they let you down? I know I've let my family down and my friends down several times when it comes to them trusting me, but I've never tried to let it be intentional. I read an acronym that says TRUST stands for Totally Relying Upon Spiritual Truth. And where does that spiritual truth come from? We can find it in God from His Word. So trust comes from totally relying upon God, and where we can find this at is in His Word. Now, I'm not saying to totally give up on our friends and family, and I hope that no one totally gives up on me when it comes to trust. We need to remember, though, our friends will fail us, our family will fail us, we will fail our friends and family, we'll even fail ourselves. But there is one that will never fail us. When all others fail, God is with us even until the end. We might feel like Micah and feel like there's no one else out there that we can trust, but always remember what Solomon wrote in Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. I hope you'll join me next week as we'll look at episode 22 of season 2, Merchant of Mayberry. And until then, thanks for listening.